This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. As we celebrate Valentine's Day, Northern Arizona University Ecology Professor Nancy Collins Johnson reminds us that we can learn a lot about relationships from nature. This soil expert studies mycorrhizal symbiosis, healthy relationships between fungi and the roots of plants.
Here in Flagstaff, our pine trees are the most obvious example of mycorrhizal associations. Pines can't survive long without symbiotic trading partnerships with fungi. The fungus supplies its host plant with essential nutrients and water, and in return, the plant gives the fungus carbon in the form of sugars.
These fungal partners, she says, have microscopic hyphae. These act like thin arms that reach out and grab mineral nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, copper, and zinc from the soil and transfer them to the trees.
If you use a microscope to look at a handful of soil taken out of your garden or a forest or even a desert, you'll probably see a mile or more of hyphae, thin thread-like structures that a fungus uses to forage in the soil, and it gathers minerals and water.
Johnson says these kinds of relationships have flourished for more than 460 million years.
This very close and ancient partnership is found in probably more than 90% of all plant species today. And so almost all plants form some kind of mycorrhizal association.
So just as with human relationships, plant relationships require a healthy balance of give and take. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.